This is Northwest News on KNKX. A coalition of activists will gather at the federal building in Seattle Thursday afternoon to demonstrate against the Dakota Access Pipeline. They're calling on the public to join them in defunding the project by closing accounts at Wells Fargo Bank. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The protesters say they'll start the action across the street from the federal building at the Wells Fargo Center, where a large number of them will close their accounts and lodge complaints. That'll be followed by speeches, singing, and drumming from Native American activists and leaders. Matt Remley is a local educator and a member of the Lakota tribe near Standing Rock.
We live in a capitalist society, and money talks, you know, unfortunately so. But if we have enough individuals, enough jurisdictions saying we don't want our money being used to fund projects like the Dakota Access Pipeline, then hopefully they'll rethink and reinvest their money in ways that actually benefit communities.
At the rally, they'll also call on the city of Seattle to pass legislation introduced last month that would cut its ties with Wells Fargo, which manages about $3 billion in operating funds and payroll for the city. The bank says it is financing less than 5% of the pipeline project and hopes all parties can work together to reach a peaceful resolution, and that it wants to continue delivering outstanding service to Seattle. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.